blown power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
I do what I do. I have hours a day. I have days a week. So that at least you will have an opportunity to hear the truth. Because the media in America is controlled. They control largely what you read, what you hear, what you see, and ultimately what the vast majority of the American people believe. You live in a make-believe world that is about to come to a terrible and grinding end. With horrible consequences in the very near future. One beautiful example of that is, why are we fighting in Afghanistan? Our troops have been in Afghanistan for 13 years. Fighting, we've killed tens of thousands of people over there, civilians and children. But why are we fighting in Afghanistan? Well, we had to go in there because of what happened on September 11, 2001. What happened on September 11, 2001? Well, we were told that 19 hijackers, 15 of them were Saudi Arabian citizens, attacked three buildings and a couple of airplanes, and almost 3,000 Americans were killed by these 19 wicked Islamic terrorists. But the trouble is that six of them are still alive and well over in the Middle East. How can these 19 terrorists have killed all those people and be alive and well? And you can look it up on the internet. Well, you're not supposed to ask questions like that. What really happened that day? Have we been told the truth? Well, sitting with us this morning is Richard Cade. And Richard has been studying this, well, for a couple of years afterwards. When he realized that Building 7 had come down at almost 5 o'clock in the evening, and Building 7 was a controlled demolition. When Building 7 came down, it was a controlled demolition. Then, of course, you watched the Twin Towers come down. You realize they were a controlled demolition, too. You watch them over again with that thought in mind. And then you realize that somebody killed 3,000 Americans on that day to get us into a war in Afghanistan. It has been going on for 13 years. And the story we've been told by the controlled media is not true. And the person who knows more about this than anybody else is Richard Cade. In fact, Richard heads Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And I'm going to let him tell you about what his organization has done recently to verify the fact that what you saw as far as Building 7 is not true. That was a controlled demolition. Richard, you pick up the story, how you got involved in this, what the architects and engineers have come up with, and what you believe to be true.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's an honor to be with you once again. I represent 2,200 architects and engineers who are demanding a real investigation of what happened to the World Trade Center high-rises on 9/11. And you have effectively alerted your audience to the fact that there was a third high-rise that collapsed on 9/11. And I would like to give some of the specific information about this because it is absolutely extraordinary. I mean, this is the third worst structural failure in modern history. And yet most architects and engineers know nothing about it whatsoever. It's an absolutely amazing occurrence of ignorance. We have a 47-story skyscraper, easily the tallest building in most of our states. It wasn't hit by an airplane. On the afternoon of 9/11, though, it dropped like a rock straight down uniformly, symmetrically, into its own footprint, pretty much, in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition. I mean, an implosion, just like the old hotels in Las Vegas. And your listeners can see this at our website, which is AE911truth.org. That's AE911truth.org. And just about everybody who sees this immediately and intuitively understands that this is a controlled demolition, because a building like this can't fall in 7 seconds from top to bottom. This is free fall acceleration. Free fall. As fast as a bowling ball falling off the side of this building. That means that all 80 columns had to have been cut all at once, uniformly, all through the football field size floor plate. And this can only be done, of course, by explosives that are synchronistically timed floor by floor, because for a period of 8 floors or 100 feet or a third of this building's 7-second fall, it is falling at free fall, meaning no resistance from any one of those columns. So now with that scientific data, people can immediately and intuitively understand that these buildings, this building did not fall by fire. Normal office fires are the stated cause of this building's failure. This is per NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which for the first time in history has been tasked with explaining a building collapse. They do not do this. They've never done this. But Congress gave them this authority in 2002. So we have some very, very serious problems with that NIST report, which came out 8 years later, blaming normal office fires. And we're talking about pretty small and pretty scattered fires also. There's no massive fires raging in this building. Building 5, World Trade Center 5, by the way, did have a massive fires raging in it, and it did not collapse whatsoever. It had maintained its structural integrity to a great extent. So yet a few small fires brought Building 7 down in about 7 seconds, and this was in the afternoon at about 5:20.
Hold that thought, Richard. I guess, Richard Gage, somebody killed 3,000 people to get us into a war where the murderers are still at large. Be right back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheatridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Talking about the fact that someone engineered what took place on September 11, 2001. Almost 3,000 Americans died. They wanted an excuse to take us into Afghanistan. They got one. We've been fighting there ever since. But Sidney Richards and his group of architects and engineers have recently analyzed what happened. Now, what did they actually find? Didn't actually a number of people, weren't they told that that building was going to come down? Weren't many people actually, firefighters and others, there certainly worked standing around or around the building number 7 waiting for it to come down after they'd been told it was going to come down?
Indeed, news reporters, firemen were told, excuse me, that this building was coming down. In fact, they were told it had structural damage because there was, in fact, some beams, that steel beams that flew out of the World Trade Center North Tower that landed up to 600 feet away, some of which struck Building 7. But NIST says that this debris damage was not a significant factor in the building's collapse, nor was fires from diesel fuel, which this building did have in it. They claim normal office fires, and yet their theory is that these office fires on floor 12, which had the worst fires, which were the worst fires in the building, but they were actually out over an hour before this building came down at 5:20. So those fires could not have caused the thermal expansion, the new theory that NIST had put out of this building, which, by the way, states that the long span beams expanded, pushing a girder off of its seat on column 79. Causing the internal failure of 12 or 9 floors in this building, which then caused the entire inside of the building to cave in on itself. And then, after about 30 seconds, this whole building dropped, the exterior shell. Well, none of that actually can be true for a whole variety of reasons. But clearly, if the inside of the building was caving out, we all would have seen massive deformation in the exterior structural steel frame and the granite panels and windows. We did not see such damage. The building drops rather beautifully, like a classic controlled demolition, indicating first that the core columns were taken out because the penthouse drops the fraction of a second before the overall building. So it is pretty amazing. There is foreknowledge. In fact, the BBC announced the collapse of this building 20 minutes before it ever happened. This is incredible. You know, they apologize for this grievous error, citing the confusing events of the day. Does this make them psychic? How do they get the picture? Well, CNN announced the collapse of this building at 11:07 on national television, more than 5 hours before it collapsed. They say that a 50-story building went down. Well, there was no other 50-story building went down. In fact, there was no other building that collapsed completely. Just a few of the buildings at the World Trade Center were quite severely damaged by debris, but no collapse. So this is incredible. You know, had Building 7 collapsed at that time, which they reported at 11:07 that it collapsed at about 10:45, it would have been completely obscured, the collapse of Building 7, by the massive dust cloud created when the Twin Towers went down. So many 9/11 researchers suspect that it was intended to have gone down at that time in the morning for that reason, and that these mysterious construction workers, which were videotaped by CNN walking away from the building in the afternoon, that this is the reason they were walking away from the building, because they were trying to fix a dud, and they're caught on CNN camera hearing an explosion, looking over their shoulder toward Building 7, and then looking straight into the camera and saying, you see that? That building's coming down. That building's going to blow up. Flame and debris coming down is what they say. So that's extraordinary, too. Lots of foreknowledge, of course. This is amazing. But even greater than that is the concern on the part of architects and engineers that the steel beams in columns in the rubble pile of Building 7, which dropped like a house of cards, I mean, a 47-story skyscraper falling in just 4, 5, 6 stories tall pile, indicating the core columns and beams are cut. But what is found by officials and documented in FEMA's Appendix C of their May 2002 building report is even more extraordinary. The steel that looks like Swiss cheese, severely melted and corroded by hot sulfur attack on the steel, with molten iron attacking the steel. This is actually documented. And you know what? Normal office fires cannot create molten iron. It's absolutely incredible. Molten iron, we're talking 2,800 degree temperatures required to melt steel or iron. The office fires in Building 7 could only have got to maybe 1,000 or maybe even 1,600 degrees in ideal conditions, less than half of what is required to melt steel. So where did these temperatures come from? Well, FEMA also documents that we're talking about hot sulfur corrosion and molten iron. These are the byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. It's extremely effective at cutting steel. In fact, there are cutter charges patented prior to 9/11, 01, that are designed to issue molten iron in milliseconds, cutting through structural steel. Much more effective than, high-energy explosives like C4 or RDX. So in a deceptive controlled demolition, which this clearly is, they didn't want us to know about it, they wouldn't use high-energy explosives like C4. They would use something else that didn't have the loud bang and the bright flashes associated with those. That's a dead giveaway. Apparently they chose thermite. And so this evidence of molten iron and sulfur, which is added to thermite to become thermate, is found then by officials. and unexplained, as is, by the way, the iron microspheres, the diameter of human hair, found throughout all the World Trade Center dust. Iron microspheres with manganese, aluminum, silica, oxygen, these tiny spheres, billions and billions of them, are a signature element in the World Trade Center dust. They are unexplained, again, although very well documented by the U.S. Geological Survey, by R.J. Lee, an environmental consulting firm. And they say it's not even World Trade Center dust unless it has these spheres, which they just can't explain. Well, they're completely explained by thermite, which, when it is ignited, produces millions of these spheres. Even in a small controlled experiment, which we have very nicely documented in our DVD, which is called 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. And I know your listeners can get that from Radio Liberty, because we have supplied Radio Liberty with these DVDs, so I encourage your listeners to avail yourselves of this evidence. It's absolutely extraordinary, and it will empower you to talk to other people about not only Building 7, but, as Dr. Stan indicated, the World Trade Center Twin Towers as well. These have all the evidence of a very unusual controlled demolition, which is not classic implosion like Building 7, but a very explosive event after the first 4 seconds. Because what we're told in the case of the Twin Towers is that a plane hit the towers, of course, but above the point of jet plane impacts, this block of 15 stories in the North Tower, for instance, drives the rest of the building down to the ground. Well, we don't see that, though, on the video. That's the official story. But what we see is that block is actually being destroyed itself in the first 4 seconds. After that, there's nothing left to drive the rest of the building down at any speed, much less nearly free fall acceleration, which is how fast that building, from top to bottom, that building is destroyed in 12 seconds, accelerating straight down through the 240 columns or so that was holding that building up. That was 3 to 5 times stronger than it needed to be in this 100,000 ton structural steel framework that gave way as if it weren't even there. And fairly symmetrically also giving way. So an organic failure due to jet plane impacts and structural damage to columns and fire, normal office fires, by the way, because the jet fuel burned up and burst, most of it burned up outside the building. The rest of it burns up inside the building in just 10 minutes, and an hour after that point is when these buildings begin to fail. And as they fail, there are 118 first responders document on record orally that they're hearing explosions at the onset of this massive failure, like a belt, many of them describe, wrapping all the way around the building. Boom, 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 like a synchronized, deliberate kind of thing. This is what they're describing in all of this testimony, by the way, is in our DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, which we talked about a minute ago, and which includes 43 technical experts in their fields, including like high-rise architects, structural engineers, metallurgists, chemists, physicists, all laying out the evidence, including the laterally freely flying 4-ton structural steel sections that are ejected by an incredible force laterally, landing 600 feet in every direction, so that there's no stack of floors found at the bottom of either of the Twin Towers. They are being pulverized in midair, 90 1,000 tons of concrete pulverized to a fine powder, 100 micron large. I mean, these are extremely small, fine particles in this dust that landed river to river in about 4, 5, 6 inches thick. That's where the floors are, all throughout lower Manhattan. What massive force was responsible for grinding up, if you will, all of this concrete and causing it to be missing? I mean, at the bottom of the Twin Towers, there's only a two-story pile of core columns and perimeter columns and other miscellaneous metal. There's no desks, there's no chairs, there's no file cabinets. We're talking about 2,000 people that are either unaccounted for, 1,000 of them or so, and then the rest of them pulverized into 20,000 pieces of bodies. 700 bone fragments found on the joint.
Hold the thought, Richard. We'll be back in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, they killed those people. They murdered those people. If they killed 3,000 Americans that day, they will kill millions in the coming war that they're planning. We'll be back in a moment with Richard Gage. If you have any questions, I'm going to take questions.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold?
It's a very, very big commission.
Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold, and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies reminds us over 4.5 million Americans are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease each year. An early diagnosis of Alzheimer's gives your family a chance for maximum benefit from all the available treatments. Awareness of the warning signs and advice from doctors is critical in detecting Alzheimer's during the early stages. For listing to the 10 most common warning signs and resources, visit ALZ.org. This is from Rehabilitation and Nursing Center of the Rockies. For more information, call 484-7981.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Dan here, I just wanted to talk about the murder of 3,000 Americans so they could justify taking us into a totally unnecessary war in Afghanistan. Why did they want to get us in a war in Afghanistan? Why would they want to be able to control the heroin fields there? The Taliban wanted to burn down the heroin fields. They wanted to send American troops in to keep the heroin fields open, and they are open thanks to the fact Americans are over there losing their lives, keeping the heroin fields in Afghanistan open. And then, of course, we wanted to get into Iraq so we could get them control their oil. Understand there are wicked and evil people. Now, that is not the subject of this program this morning. The program this morning is to point out that what happened on September 11th, they have lied to you. If you have a question for our guest, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, Richard Gage, is certainly director of the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. 2,200 of them have signed petitions saying what we saw, what we were told we saw, wasn't true. Those buildings did not come down as a result of the attacks by the airplane. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, all you need to do is certainly go up on the Internet and watch Building 7 come down. Just type in Building 7, watch it come down. A typical controlled demolition. Richard, how can people get in touch with your website and get your material? And, of course, we do carry your DVDs. We think they're vitally important. But how can people get in touch with you if they want more information?
Yes, our website is AE911truth.org. That's AE911truth.org. We also have another website associated with the massive international billboard campaign, and that is quite interesting. It's rethink911.org, rethink911.org. We raised $400,000 in the fall last year associated with the anniversary of 9/11 and put massive billboards all around in 12 cities internationally around the world. So we included in that public education effort a 50-foot-tall billboard which says, "Did you know a third tower fell on 9/11? Rethink911.org. The evidence might surprise you." So we thought that was an easier way to introduce some people to the evidence. You know, everybody has their own way of digesting information. And for some, it's the scientific evidence. For others, they need a context in which to place that evidence, like you were describing, Stan, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq didn't just happen out of the blue, and certainly not as a result of 19 fundamentalist hijackers. In the case of Saddam Hussein, not as a result of weapons of mass destruction or ties to Osama bin Laden. We're clearly lied to regarding why we went into Iraq. And people can kind of get that, but they have a hard time understanding that we could have been lied to about something as massive as 9/11. And you pointed out that the Taliban had shut off the heroin supply. In fact, they shut it from 2,800 metric tons, according to UN figures, down to 187 metric tons, virtually choked off the heroin supply. Afghanistan had 90% of the world's heroin supply. And after we kicked them out immediately after 9/11, under our watch, the heroin supply skyrocketed to 3,500 metric tons, and today is more than twice that. So I think Americans need to understand these facts, as well as the profit that opium production generates. It is reported to be four times the profits of the oil companies all put together.
Well, it's a horrible thing to contemplate that we've been lied to, that somebody killed all those Americans and was able to coordinate, because of their control over the media, was able to convince the American people that this was a terrorist action by Osama bin Laden. Remember, I saw that we'd been working with Osama bin Laden for years. Osama bin Laden denied he had anything to do with it. That didn't matter. The American people believed because the media is controlled, and they told us over and over and over again. And the American people were willing to go to a war, and I will have to admit, when I first saw those buildings come down, I could not believe they were controlled demolition. It took a long time. Really, it was watching Building 7 come down when it became so obvious. And then you go back and you watch the Twin Towers come down, and it's obvious, a controlled demolition. It was frank murder, and the murderers are still on the loose. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi. Dr. Stan, this is Ann, and I want to ask him, it's my understanding that Oklahoma City Mirror Building was sort of a practice run for World Trade Center. Does that make sense? And the reason why they did the World Trade Center are all those things that you say, but it also was a practice run for what they're planning to do to us in the future, sooner or later.
Do you have any thoughts at all on that, Richard?
Well, there's a lot of implications in the caller's question here. I'll take a couple of them and leave the rest. The Murrah Building in Oklahoma has extremely serious problems with the official story. For one thing, there were clearly at least two explosions heard by most people and documented that day on the local media. And of course, then it became one explosion the next night when the official mainstream media kind of took over the story. This happens again and again. And the face of the Murrah Building was blown across the Ryder truck, across the street, into the building across the street. That's where most of it was found. And that's pretty incredible, too, indicating, of course, explosions inside the building, not only from the Ryder truck, which is probably why there were multiple explosions heard. So the caller's implication is that this building, this event was a setup. That implies motive on the part of the perpetrators.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back with Mr. Gaines in just a moment here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess the thing, I said, Richard Gage, Richard, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We have got to get to the truth about 9/11. Everything changed on 9/11. I mean, it's incredible. We had the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq where a million people were killed, over 6,000 U.S. soldiers. The global war on terror costing Americans $4.5 trillion started on 9/11. The Homeland Security Agency, which is costing us $54 billion a year as a result of 9/11. Our national economy was virtually destroyed as a result of 9/11 and 2008. The economic crisis beginning then or accelerating at that point. The NSA, unconstitutional massive global surveillance, derives its authority to be from 9/11. And our civil liberties, of course, were destroyed by the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, and the National Defense Authorization Act. Our First and Fourth Amendments severely curtailed, and of course those were given to us by our forefathers who fought for our freedom, and now we're giving that freedom away for security. We think the truth about 9/11 will restore integrity in our media and government, because we believe that the government will either have to respond to the will of the people demanding truth, or they will be replaced. And the same with the media. The media has already been replaced by the alternative media and the internet, which is a very good sign, and by truth tellers like Radio Liberty. So we also, I mean, 9/11 started torture, extraordinary rendition, and assassinations of Americans. This is an absolutely incredible state of affairs we find ourselves, and it all goes back to these events, which have proven to be a setup, a scam, a fraud, a false flag operation, which you have done an extraordinary job of exposing to your listeners, not only 9/11, but of course almost every war that we have been involved in was started with such a false flag operation where one country, ours in this case, attacks itself and blames an enemy as an excuse to go after that enemy and thereby gain politically, economically, militarily, strategically. This was the goal of the Project for a New American Century. They set out this goal, and these included many individuals who came into power under the Bush administration who wanted and declared a regional hegemony in the Middle East, space dominance, a vast increase in the military budget, and they achieved all these things on 9/11, as President Bush wrote in his diary. Today we had our new Pearl Harbor, because these PNAC signers, Project for a New American Century, declared that absent a catalyzing and catastrophic event like a new Pearl Harbor, these goals would take a long time to unfold. If people just see all this in context, they can begin to understand what the physical scientific forensic evidence is telling them.
One more time, how can people get to your website, Peter?
We're at
Richard, how can people get to your website?
We're at ae911truth.org. That's ae911truth.org.
Our guest is Richard Gage. Richard Gage, and he's on the lead architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. With over 2,200 architects and engineers who've signed a petition saying it isn't true. If it isn't true, well, we've been lied to. Then somebody murdered 3,000 Americans that day. And then we murdered 3,000 Americans back in 2001. How many Americans would they murder today or tomorrow if it was served their purposes? Richard, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Yeah, I just want to encourage all of your listeners to do something. Something as small as sending the ae911truth.org link to every architect and engineer that you can find, everybody that you know. This is a grassroots movement, the 9/11 Truth movement. It's growing by millions every year, but it takes all of us to do something, and that is something all of us can do sitting on our chair at our computer. We can also write letters to our congressman. We can hand out flyers that are available in our store at ae911truth.org. Certainly avail yourself of the DVD, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, available at Radio Liberty. And be an activist. Our country is calling its patriots to task now. This is your opportunity to draw your line in the sand, everybody.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. All that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. We got a lot of good people who are doing nothing. But remember, they murdered 3,000 Americans that day, and that is just a prelude to the terrible things that are happening, because behind this are powerful spiritual forces, and I personally believe God is going to bring a terrible judgment on everyone listening to this program today who is not actively involved in getting the information out. Our guest has been Richard Gates, from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Go to his website, get his information, help get the information out. And Richard, we look forward to talking to you again next week and to bring this whole issue forward. Thanks for everything you do, for your dedication.
Thank you, Stan. Really appreciate it.
God bless, and we'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up today's program. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, what happened on September 11th, 2001, was the murder of 3,000 Americans. And they were able to get away with it as they controlled the media. We need to get the book, Media Monopoly. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. Call us and get the DVDs on us and what happened. Call us.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power,
but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
I need to find all the stuff on Paragraph. My ministry, Prime Minister, what is more on you? Do you really care what's happening to America? Do you really care that the media is controlled? Do you really care that there really are murderers at the highest levels of our government? Do you really care that the average government employee suddenly is not going to tell you the truth? Because if he does, number one, he'll lose his job. Number two, they'll go after him. He signed a secrecy agreement. They'll put him in prison. So unless you're a man with character and integrity like Edward Snowden, you're going to let these things go on. Believe me, an awful lot of government employees know what Snowden does, but almost none of them have the courage to come forward. Do you have the courage to be involved? Now, you can do whatever you want to. You're still a free citizen. But what are you doing? Are you going to enjoy the good life? Ladies and gentlemen, the good life is coming to an end. Number one, you need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. The New Media Monopoly, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. The book is written by a left-wing college professor, Ben Bagdikian. Of course, he thinks the right-wing controls the media. The right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media. And they all miss the brotherhood. The Brotherhood of Darkness. And they're the ones who control the media. They're the ones who control our banking system, our corporations. They have their people to control the army. They control the majority of the major media outlets. They have their people controlling education. They have their people planted in our churches. They control the Great Tax Exempt Foundation. They control America and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. Their goal is to destroy Christianity because they are Luciferian. There really are Luciferian organizations out there. You see their symbols on the back of the dollar bill. What is a pyramid cap by an all-seeing eye doing on the back of the dollar bill? Why is the Luciferian organization a symbol that has been around for thousands of years? And it was put there because when America was founded, there were two groups. One was the Christians, and the other was the Luciferians. And the Luciferians intended to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Initially, they were in a small minority. They've grown because they have put their people into universities and eventually were able to convince an awful lot of people this is the way to go. If you don't get involved now, you'll have no one to blame. When you lose everything you've worked your whole life for, and you may very well lose your family, you may lose your own life. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you doing? You need to join the Radio Liberty family. We need your financial help. We need you to be out there talking to other people. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You help us financially. If you can't do that,